I'd call the meeting of the Franklin Township Board of Trustees, regular meeting on April 18th at 12 p.m. to order, and would like to ask Mr. Fleshman if he would open us in prayer.
Sure. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, and Lord, as we come to do the will of the township, I ask that you're with us, and Lord, remember Israel and the way of the world that everyone just seems to be in an uproar. We ask for calm and peace, for it's in your name we pray. Amen.
Dan, will you lead us?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Ms. Watkins, will you please give us a roll call?
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Fleshman, would you attend to the questions that we have?
Sure. First we have Susan, is it Voigt?
And she wanted to change her mind.
So we do not have
that. Got Sam.
And then what about Sam?
He can't hear. Sam, you're up. We're do it now. We have changed public comment. So you have 3 minutes, and they run the clock up there.
Like the last several years, I have been complaining about the tall grass behind my house.
Okay.
Last year, I've never been told it was done at all. And I told you and some of the others to get on it, get something done. Numerous lies have been told to me. Is it going to be that way again this year?
So what is it? What is it?
So you're not familiar either, John?
I'm not.
So Geneva, when you guys gave that property in the it was behind the houses years ago.
Okay.
Sam came in that his neighbor behind him is not cutting his grass the entire summer.
Okay.
When Mr. Stevens addressed it, he said they can't get access to get into there. Mr. Youngman says they can come through the back of his house.
Okay.
And it never was taken care of the entire year last year. And so he called me last night and wanted to know what time the meeting was. And I said, when it is. And he's came to ask that.
What's that address, Sam?
I think it was 893.
So would that be Wilson, though?
That'd be on Wilson Road, yeah.
What's your address?
Wilson Avenue.
Wilson Avenue. Now they want your address.
Oh, 870. Geneva.
Okay.
So are you going to check with Stevens?
Oh, I'll handle Stevens.
Never was cut one time last
okay.
year.
I will get with Mr. Stevens and get him over there, and I will come with him.
I was told that they couldn't get the back there because the car.
It's in the rear of 870 Geneva.
Move their cars.
We'll take it. We'll have it taken care of.
So if we could, follow up? You have.
I will happily work with Sam through you guys, but I mean, if that's
sure
what you
that
want to do,
done.
Jim,
yes.
I'll be the guy that gets back to you. Jim will get with road superintendent, get with me, and then I'll get back with you with an answer. How's that, since we live close?
Can there be some type of ruling or that law that be made that people have to cut their grass at least
once we're working
a month?
On that.
We're
working
there.
On that,
we're
Sam.
On that.
We're talking about a thing called home rule. So it's in the works.
So what?
And House Bill 50 also takes care of it. So,
Sam, this November on the ballot, we're going to ask voters for home rule. It's a yes or no.
895.
If we're home rule, we have it as an agency. We can't add new laws or anything like that. We can act on it versus saying, well, the county has to handle it. We can handle more in our township if we were called limited home rule. So we have to put it on the ballot, and the people of the township have to say, yes, I agree to that. Because right now, we do not have the capability or the legal aspect to do anything other than turn it over to the county. So a lot of times when people have junk cars and stuff, when we find out about it, we just have to call the county and have a code enforcement agency come out. If we're home rule, we can do it ourselves and we can act on ourselves. So we're going to put that on the ballot so you know what that is. But if for some reason this doesn't get done, come back to the meeting so that we know.
Okay. Like I said, I talked to you guys for the last several years, and nothing have ever get done.
Okay.
I promise you, you're going to at least hear back from me personally.
No, I can ask.
And you know, and I will check in with you frequently. Okay. All right, sir.
And the only thing that we may have to wait is how wet it gets in there, you know, so that nothing gets stuck in there.
I will make sure Jim Stevens stops by and talks to you.
Well, the house beside me, behind that house, it gets flooded back there. I admit that. It's a low area back there.
Yeah, I knew it was low in that area.
Normally during the summer and all, never gets touched.
This will be a new summer.
I will make sure Jim Stevens comes and talks to you.
All right.
Thank you. All right, moving on to the agenda. Patty Spencer from Southwest Area Commission. What do you have for us today?
Oh my gosh, the city's ramping up. It's almost summer. First off, I see you've got that from last night. I was there at the roundabout meeting. There are several township members there, some city members. It's going to happen. The best we can do with all of our comments possibly is just get it tweaked. But it's going
to
happen.
I had spoken to Brad Foster this week on it.
How do you tweak a roundabout?
Not necessarily the roundabout itself, but maybe some things surrounding it. One of my questions was, Frank Road is a 45-mile-an-hour road, which means people are going 50, 60, 65.
Mm-hmm. At least.
At least. Where are you going to put the signs? Are you putting signs? Are you putting flashing lights to slow people down before they hit the first one?
No.
I'm sure they've taken all that into consideration.
They hadn't. They said they hadn't.
No.
I'm sure they will.
They will, hopefully now. But anyway, it was interesting. Whether or not they give anybody another formal meeting, I don't know. So, City of Columbus, they are ramping everything up. Under health and safety, April is Child Abuse Prevention Month, and I have information here if you want to become a foster parent or learn more about how to prevent child abuse. National Volunteer Week, April 21st through April 27th. If you want to look for ways to give back to your community, there's a link here for volunteer opportunity. There is a free event on April 23rd in Dublin for car safety checks. If you're looking for help in feeding your fur baby, there is a link here for low-cost animal resources. Harm reduction vending machines. They are going to be putting new and free vending machines across Columbus, offering free products that can reduce drug overdose deaths and the spread of sexually transmitted diseases. I've got a list of addresses where those are going to be placed. Housing and utilities, down payment assistance. This is mostly for Columbus, everybody, for low income and middle income and first time home buyers to get a loan amount for some assistance. And that started March 1st. And there's a link, information for that. Transportation and employment, there is an opportunity for a bike rental if you are a bike rider and want to go that route. Operation Taillight Program, they repair brake lights, headlights, turn signals, and there is information on that if you need help with that. The upcoming City event is a free jazz concert, April 25th at the Parsons Branch Library. So that's for that. Then on April 26th, there is what they call an Impact Reentry Resource Fair, and that is for people who were previously incarcerated and trying to get themselves back on track. So I've got a flyer for that with information. There is a caregivers retreat April 27th at Nationwide Children's Hospital for community caregivers. For information, and it's a free event. A community health fair, which is different, also Saturday, April 27th, at Woodlawn Christian Church, and it's just another outreach available. And then tree planting. If you have tree planting, you're interested in, you can also, this is Sunday the 28th, they can help you with your tree planting. So.
All right, thank you, Patty. Appreciate it.
I will give this to you.
Deputy Atkins in here.
I saw him.
I saw him, but I don't think I all right, we'll move him down. He might have got a call. Update, Shaker's property update. Who would like to take the lead on that?
Me.
All right.
Hi, my name is Don Wood, and my lovely partner, Susan Volk, is a trustee for this property.
Okay.
I will explain to it, because I'm an accountant, what that means. The property is owned by Georgesville, Inc., and the shares of that have passed to the trust upon Susan's mother's passing a year ago, December.
Okay.
Okay. So it's controlled by the trust. Anyways, it was being rented by Spencer and Caitlin Campbell, and a beautiful business and successful business was running out of there. And so, unfortunately, there was a fire. So, I want to tell you how we feel about this property before I delve into what you really want to know, okay? Susan and I are from this area, both Westland graduates of 79. We remember when the mall turned into a mall, okay? I remember my parents taking us to eat there when it was Lums. I was 10, 11 years old. Mm-hmm. I can still see the inside of Lums, okay? After Lums went out of business, it became Boot Hill Saloon. Some of the details of that I do not know, but even though I was not a family member then, I am now. And so I remember a lot of things, but when it was a Boot Hill Saloon, my first wife and I would take our children in there, and it was a wonderful, wonderful place to go eat. So Susan's mom ran that business, we're not sure for how long, 15 to 20 years. Well, in 1998, she purchased the building, okay, after having ran that business for a long time. And her mother's name was Dixie McClaskey, all right? Anyways, she changed the name of it when she bought the building to Shannon's Pub, her first grandson, okay? This property means a lot to the family, okay? And Dixie stopped running the business and became a landlord. And so after General Motors went out of business, it hurt the business over there. It really shook it. So it went through different proprietors. Some of you guys may know some of those names. I know some of them. But anyways, it got changed at some point to Shaker's Public House. And I think that's when John Burns started running that business over there. And he was kind of running the business, but he had other interests, and so he had people running the actual bar itself. Anyways, then Spencer and Caitlin came in and worked with John for, I don't know, a year or two, and then they took over the business and had a lease with this, and then she passed, and then they had it transferred to the trust, and then it burnt down. All right, so the point I want you to know is we care about this property. We care about this community, okay? We care about the future of what's going on. And I've brought 4 of 6 investors that are talking to me currently about this. And we don't want you guys to make any rash decisions to condemn this building. We are active with it. You know, we patrol it, whatever that means. We have gone over and spent over $5,000 in safeguarding it, okay? The first go around, they did a horrible job. My littlest granddaughter could have gotten in. It was so bad, okay? So we went over personally, spent more money, and got, you know, 1-inch thick plywood, the most expensive plywood you can get, and fortified it. So that is fortified again. And, you know, we have these gentlemen who are interested, gentlemen and lady, who is interested and in negotiations to talk about it. It would be really bad for everybody that's interested in this property to condemn it, because you have to start over. It will be bad for the community because you're going to lose tax base. Okay, the taxes are current on it. We keep them current, and we will continue to keep them until we get this transitioned. We only recently received a settlement this month for the fire. So I think we're 7 months into this, and we are actively trying to get it rebuilt. We've brought investors in to help in this process. The path that leads to, we do not know. But we have accidentally found out you guys were talking about it today, and we didn't know. And so we're here to tell you that we're here, we care, and steer you away from condemning it, because that's going to be bad for everybody. There's not one investor that says, well, will you bulldoze this down? And we've looked into it. We've researched that avenue. We know what that end result is and how to get there. But that's not the direction this needs to take. This needs to get an investor to help to rebuild this and bring it back. And so these guys are uniquely and adjoined in the same direction of that. So I don't know what you guys want to do, but I would like to let Susan say about 2 minutes of something, and then each of the investors to say something to you, and then I can come back and you can ask me questions.
Well, first of all, what do you think the timeline is of getting something? I mean, to see work starting to be progressed there.
There's, honestly, if you want me to make up a number, I'm an accountant. I can make up numbers.
I'd rather have a true number.
Yeah.
I don't have a true number.
So it could be 6 months, it could be a year and a half.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And that would be a reasonable timeline, considering the course of what has to be done. I don't think I have to tell you what needs to be done, but the investors have to be settled in. The architects and engineers will have to be brought in. The roof is going to be the first thing that needs to be addressed.
Okay, I think I can speak for the board here, and by saying this, and they'll correct me if I'm wrong, but the last thing this board ever wants to do is condemn a property. It's no matter for what reason, but sometimes when we can't get a response from the and can't get, don't see progress, and don't know what's going on. There's no communications. We're left with one choice. But now that you're making some communications, that's all we'd ask, is if you would stay in contact with us and say, and maybe put some signs up so that other businesses in the area knows and stops calling us, going, hey, what are you going to do with this property? What, you know, this nuisance property, you know, remodeling, new something new coming, some kind of sign like that out front that would show, and make sure the building's secure, because otherwise, if it's not telling you how to do your business, but if you look two doors down at the Ponderosa, it wasn't secure, and they're left with sticks, and that's kind of, it's not your guys' fault, but that's kind of become an eyesore, and a lot of businesses are going, hey, you got Ponderosa, hey, you got the old, I keep wanting to call it Shannon, Shakers, you know, what are we doing here? So that's where the board was taking that approach, but I mean, like I said, I don't think the board wants to condemn, none of us wants to condemn a property.
I honestly think, though, looking at the damage of it, it would be, in my opinion, as if I was an investor, I'd want a clean slate and start up with, every time you go into something that you have a situation. Chief, how bad burnt, you've been through that?
It's significant damage, but I'm not an architect.
I'm sure you got an architect involved.
I have bought and sold considerable amount of real estate. All the investors have inspected it, and the united consensus is, do not tear it down. It's very strong. I'm not saying it's perfect. The roof is where all the damage is. Mm-hmm. Now the vandals have torn up the porches. You know, you hate to see that, but all of us can see past that and what it takes to fix that. That's not the big deal. The biggest deal is first the roof, and then the second one is, and they'll have to go in and, you know, gut out the kitchen area there, and then start over again. You know, it'd just be a fresh start in there and do that. I see no, you know, blockages. Except if you guys end up condemning it, you know, that would be a negative thing.
I've got a question.
Go ahead.
I'm just new as a trustee, 4 months, but I've heard in the past when there's been fires like Ponderosa, you said you got a check from the insurance company.
No, this is a different. That's two different properties.
He just said
that's two different properties.
No, I said that.
Oh, okay.
We just got a check from the insurance company.
And I'm curious.
But the problem is, here's the cost, here's the money. Okay?
Yeah.
And life happens. And that's not surprising. And that is why investors need to come in to start and get this project going. Because we care that the property remains. I highlighted that to you, and there's not one in these investors, and these guys are against each other.
Okay.
It's not a comfortable situation for me. It's not a comfortable situation for them. But I asked them and told them, I said, we need to show a presence down here that we care.
So, if I may, who was the insurance company on this?
World?
Tough questions.
Western World, yes, Western yes, Western World.
And did they pay that off as a complete loss?
Yes, they did.
Yes.
But
and John, but I'm
going.
Hold
I'm
on, just a second.
Yeah, go ahead.
On that same line, we have been given checks from insurance companies on burnt out properties like mm-hmm. that. My question was going: are we not eligible for that? Why? Mm-hmm. Did a check not come? We're not. Okay. Yeah. That's good enough for me. You're the chief. And so okay. Go ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
I don't even remember what I was saying.
You were telling us about the loss on the, they were paid
off.
It
was a total loss.
The insured value was below the rebuild value.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it's a common thing. But when the trust took over the management of this property in December 17th of 22, upon her passing, within maybe 2 months, possibly, of that happening, an insurance agent was contacted that had it, and they said, there's not enough insurance on here, okay? So they raised it to this value, but they only insured it for 80% of it, okay? And so at a total loss, you don't have enough money to rebuild it. I'm not an insurance guy, I'm an accountant. I don't understand why, if it takes this much to build it, why you wouldn't say, customer, you need to get this much cash value out of it to rebuild it. I don't understand that. And commercial real estate is even different than residential, which is what I own. Okay, but I've never had a burnout before, so.
I have a question. Say we give you 90 days. Can you come back in 90 days and tell us where you're at?
We'll put a stay on it. I will come back as often as you need me.
Let the board discuss this, because I personally, as much as we worked on this and trying to reach out and trying to get something.
I will disagree with you.
If I could speak, please.
I apologize for that.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
To the board. We know what's going in and around the area, the millions of dollars that is being invested less than a mile away. We have a building that was built in
71.
71, thank you, sir. That is right now condemned. Is that not correct, Chief?
I don't think it's been condemned yet.
I think the official letters may have gone out yesterday.
Okay.
We're looking at a situation of taking a building that has been condemned, the official letters are going out, and repairing the building versus, in this situation, clear it, let them build what they want to build, build in today's whatever's going to be there, versus, is it, you know, we don't have an engineer. I know Bill Tolles and them may have looked at it.
Bill did.
And said that it needs to come down. We would need to ask legal, if we go against what Bill Tolles has already told us, that is hired by us, legal ramifications could we have, Chief?
I can speak on that. When I spoke to Bill Tolles, my understanding was the building was condemned as of yesterday. I think the letters went out either yesterday or today, and it's condemned to demolition or repair.
Okay.
So I think the ability to repair it is there, but we have officially condemned it.
What is the timeline for that?
Hold on, sir. So, James, you said, what about 3 months, 90 days?
Right.
John, I heard your opinion.
Right.
And so I was on the lines of, I was going 6 months. But we would want to, listen, we're just talking.
No. I was going
to
say 6 months.
We'd have a decision. We'd have to have a plan in place. It would have to come in with a date. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? For me. And we're a board, and we're going to vote. Eventually, we're going to vote on this. So I just wanted to let you know where I stand on it. And we have to have the time, or we do. I don't know how we do this. Do we do it right here, right now?
I think it's a reasonable thing. I would ask for the 6 months. I would come in every month and update you where we're at, or I'll come in at the quarter.
But just so all investors and you know that you hear us, 6 months, I'm just talking for myself now, we have to have a plan in place with a date that's going to get this done. And then even at that, we are not, if that date is going to be a year and a half out, do you understand what I'm trying to say? It's probably not going to go well.
I don't want an indefinite date. I think we're just premature at saying dates right now.
So I wanted to get out how I felt as a trustee.
Yeah.
I heard James, and he probably has more to say on that, because he just threw out 90 days, and John, I heard exactly what John was thinking. But so you now know where I'm at, gentlemen.
Sure.
And so it's up to your pleasure, or what we want to do from here.
Chairman, if I may, one of the things that we're hearing is, and this is very bad for the township. We've got a building that's burnt out, condemned or repaired, sitting there. We don't know if it's going to be 6 months. We don't know if it's going to be a year. We don't know the finances of the people or what they want to put in there, which is not for us.
But we're willing to speak to.
Let me, when we're speaking, yes, please. We'll call on you, we promise.
Thanks.
The problem is, one, are they even going to get the permit? We can go down this road for a year and it can sit there. Where are they going to have the permits to be able to do what they want to do? How long are they going to take when it changes hands to the next person? Does the next person have the capability and the funding to be able to start this project right away? In 11 years that I've been sitting in this chair, I've seen many of things like this where we end up in a situation where we gave an olive branch and you're already telling us you don't want to put a date on it because you don't know. The problem is the financing behind this. Everybody would like to get this. It's, in their mind, cheaper to repair it than it is to build new. From the board's perspective and my perspective, this building, we got to separate ourselves from the emotional side to the practicality of the side of, we owe it to the area if this building is going to sit there X amount of time in a condemned state, which the letters have already went out, that we act accordingly to our schedule, what we were going to be. If we had a person come in and they have an architect and they say, this is what we're going to build, we are starting on this project on June 1st and the completion date is going to be this. They have the capability, they have the contractor, they have the funding, and they're not just going to try to patch something up and put it together. Right now, we have the opportunity afforded us in our decision. Do we let them patch up what's there and get it open, or do we take it down, make it safe, and an investor, if they wanted to build on it? That's what I'm looking at.
I don't think that's our decision.
That's not our decision to make.
You said, Bill Toole said, demo or repair?
I believe so.
So those are the two things on. These people just found out, they said, good faith in what they're saying to me, a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so we haven't even given them an opportunity, in my opinion. So we know where John's at, you know where I'm at.
I would like to see this, and I'll make a motion that we allow you time.
If you don't want to go 6 months, so
I was going to say 6 months, but I would like to see, I'd like to have you back before that line, to like every other month. To give us an update of where you're at, because this is a hot topic.
Yes.
But I'd make a motion that we allow you the time to look into it. The letters just went out yesterday. You're in good faith that you're looking, that you're saying that you was just notified the other day. We'll talk to Mr. Bricker about that, and we'll probably have him come over. I'm sure you'll be pulling your permits through the township.
Yes, sir.
So we'll be updated that way. But I would make a motion that we allow you the time and that you report back to us in 2 months. Tell us where you're at, but we'll give you the 6 months to have a set plan of saying where. But you know, let's put some signs up. Let the neighbors know that, hey, I'm working here.
I will have them out there within.
You know, I can't tell you what to do with your property, but you know, you might even put a construction fence around it to help secure it. And in the meantime, it's your property.
Right.
And for me to sit here to try to tell you, this board to try to tell you that, you know, it has to be torn down. We don't want to do that. I mean, that's not our job. Our job is to make sure that the business owners can grow in this community also. But you know, we have, it's set there for so long with nothing happening, and
it's been 7 months, and it takes time to go through the thing. Spencer got his check before we got ours.
If you guys could, you know, we got to have open lines of communications. Yeah. And that might be on us, it might be on you guys, but you know, let's work it out.
Well, to that end, communications were had, and I can't give you the dates, but it could be had. And Chief Todd,
Captain Todd.
I'm sorry, Captain Todd. This is Chief. I spoke to him on the day of the fire. Okay, mm-hmm. I was there. Okay, Susan was there. Spencer and Caitlin were there, and so we were there. Spencer has been talking to them throughout this whole process. Captain Todd spoke to the trustee previous to Susan, and things were being discussed. And then Captain Todd spoke with Susan a week and a half ago, and he mentioned some concerns, and we told him we just did that. And we did it on our own accord, and because we don't want it to look like an armpit. We hate the way it looks. Our goal is to see to it that it comes back to life better than it was. There's no patching, and I want to take that away from
you. You're right. I said patching, fix up. I don't mean it in a negative way.
Well, it's derogatory remarks. And so I feel that in my heart, because we care about this that much. And so I will accept that your words, that that's not what you meant. But there's no patching this. The permits won't allow it. If you've ever rebuilt anything in your life, the inspectors come through. I already explained that the inside will have to be completely regutted and redone. But the structure itself, except for the roof and now the two patios, are okay. The main, the box is good, except for the lid. And I've told all the investors, that's where we need to start. We got to get that fixed first, and then it can go from there. These guys have their own plans and their own ideas, if you care to hear that. They have money and they have plans to take this property and bring it back to a restaurant, okay? And that's what all of these gentlemen have said.
You know, we appreciate them coming, but I mean, the most important thing today is to get the property secure and find out where we're going with the property.
Okay.
And I think you know, there's a motion on the table that we extend you the 6 months. And with notification, and
you're gonna vote, sir.
I'm sorry.
You're gonna do a second and a vote.
Yeah, I will in just a second. Okay. You know, smarter men than me, Bill Toole, engineer. He put it down as repairable. I take that as, you know, face value that it's repairable. It is a lot of history, but like Mr. Fleshman said, that there's a lot of eyes on this area of town, and the sooner we can get it.
Well, I challenge you guys to give me the list of their names, and I will call them and address it personally, what their concerns are.
No, there's a lot of eyes just in general on that, the casino, the mall area, whole neighborhood there.
For that same reason, we want the area to repair itself, to come back. Like I said, Spencer lives 1 minute away from there. It's his backyard.
They both have Shaker shirts on.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I've seen Spencer somewhere.
So before we vote, I want to add one thing. So to your investors, I appreciate you coming out today.
Yeah.
So if in 6 months we're going to say, if this passes and in 6 months you come back, I would invite them to come back. We'll be more prepared for you guys for each of them.
I think you'll be more
prepared. Let's see some movement on your part.
Yes.
The signs would be a great show of good faith and things like that and everything. And so I'm ready to continue on.
I will ask for a second on the motion.
Okay, so the motion is that we are extending 6 months. We'll give them
6 months and they're reporting back.
Okay, and then here's what I like the idea, as long as we see something, but we need to have, if they in 6 months they do not have a plan with a timeline, then we need
then
to
we will forward. we will move forward with.
So
with
the, can I make this motion for you?
If you want to amend the motion and make it,
okay.
We'll let the first motion die on the table
because it was like this.
Sir, you talk just Chairman, you had mentioned, because I wrote it down, that you want them to report back every other month. Is that what you would like, Trustee?
So what I would like to see is, let me just do this and see if it sounds good.
I will remove my motion from the table.
Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board agrees that the owners of Shakers Bar / lot number
Georgesville Road Inc.
Will be given a 6 month prior 6 months to put together a plan to come back to the township with guidelines of time frame that this building, what you're going to do. Also report in monthly as where we are, as well as secure the building.
The building's already been secured.
Go ahead.
And that's pretty much all
signage.
I have. The signage, you know, etc. But the key part that I'm wanting to add to this is the fact that we, at the end of whatever 6 months from this day, if we don't have a plan with a full plan from start to finish, then we need to move forward.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
We don't mind that.
Okay, I don't mind that either.
And I would second that motion. And Ms. Watkins, can you give us a roll call on that?
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I would like also to direct you to Mr. Mazur. I'd like for you and the investors to get to know him and talk to him, because we will be having he'll be having some discussions with you on a JED for the area. And I think it's very important that you guys get involved.
Help me out on that. Okay, I know on West Broad Street, there's a JED on West Broad Street.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes down somewhere around the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're up to Wilson Road,
both
sides of the road.
It just goes up to, it goes up to 270.
To the freeway.
To the freeway, that's on Prairie Township.
I thought Westland Mall was in it.
No.
We're currently working
on that.
Are you guys Westland Mall?
Yes. And that's why we'll be talking to you about it, because you're in that area, you'll be in that district.
And I understand it.
Yeah.
So to the investors that are sitting here, one of the reasons that I'm rarely, as you heard me talk, is I've sat here and been promised things on properties that we've given time, and we've given time. It's like borrow money to your friend. I get paid Friday. I'm going to leave it at that. But what we're looking at is someone that comes back, and that is, you know, we welcome businesses into the township, and we're there to help. But if it stays like this for 2 years, we can't do that. So that's where I'm at, is I need to know a time frame
and that's why
I am where I'm at on that.
Well, the family / trust interests are aligned with that.
Yeah. Okay. You need anything else from us today, sir?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
I will get back to you when that happens.
Can you just make sure, I'll make sure he gets your business card or a copy of it if he doesn't have one already. Just be in touch with him, and I'm sure he'll get in touch with you on the JED and the investors.
Well, thank you for allowing us so much time.
It's important. It's important, and you know,
we want
our
what
job.
You guys want. We are aligned, actually.
Yep.
Thank you,
sir.
Hey, tell me
again. Steve Mazur.
M-A-Z-E-R. I can read it. Okay. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.
I respect your perspective, too.
Thank you.
So you can imagine if that was next door to you and you had a flight.
But I live right around
the corner.
You guys, just so you know, we've done this in the past with other people. If you want to stay, you're welcome to stay for the rest of the meeting. Yeah. But
we take no offense
if you want to get up and go. We're not going to. You're busy people and everything. So it's whatever you people would like to do.
Mr. Mazur, go. He would like to speak to Mr. Mazur.
Okay, he'll have a chance to speak to him right after the meeting then.
Okay.
Yeah. Franklin County Sheriff, Deputy Atkins, you have some stuff for us.
Just a quick update. Been working with Chief here on a couple of different projects. Still working on reaching out to our homeless camps, stuff like that. I'm in talks with Adam H. again to get liaison come out into the field with me. And we were back on Ray Avenue, a couple things like that. So we are just trying to work with them. Again, my name is Deputy Dan Atkins. I'm the community liaison to the Sheriff's Office. So if anybody has any needs, wants, questions, requests, we're just here to augment you guys and the great department you guys have.
Appreciate you. Anyone have any questions real quick?
Can I make a comment, Jim?
Yeah.
He's doing a heck of a job.
Yes, he is.
Because he is out there and he is boots okay. on the ground.
Okay. Yep.
Great. Thank you. You're with the Sheriff's Office also, right?
Yes.
You have anything for us?
Well, my name is Christina Colon. I am the Hispanic Latina liaison. I've given the green light to ride with deputies in different townships. So Monday I did my first ride along with a deputy. So I'm going to be connecting with the deputy that's working in this area to spend a whole day in the first shift and connect with the community, give them my card, what's going on, how can the sheriff's office help and support not just the Hispanic Latino community, any community that's in need of our services.
Appreciate you. Thank you. All right, moving on. Police Department, Chief Smith's not here, so Lieutenant Ratliff, it's your time.
Okay, we're going to start off with her. Do you do translations?
Yes.
We had a meeting out at West out of Havenwood, and they're looking for a translator. Could you get with me?
Sure. To help us out? I'm not leaving. Okay. I'm going to stay for a minute.
I don't have a whole heck of a lot, but I got a few things. One, I wanted to address your issue first about the truck down here.
Yes.
Can you give me a little bit of update on that? That it's parking, blocking the view of oncoming traffic and everything.
You cannot get out of Randsburg Avenue and go left. We are unable to see. When we come out of there, when those trucks were there, and there was a bend in that road, and this has been brought before the board numerous times, and the last time it was brought up to the table, the board had decided that we have talked to them multiple times and got no action, and so the board had given a directive to start having tickets wrote.
Yeah, I'd like to ask just to help the police department out.
Yep.
And we talked about it just
yes, we did.
Minor for a second. Then maybe we consider putting some no parking signs up in front of them along there. So that way
how
we
would
can
we
just
do
stop
that
it.
With
the business
with being right. open? I mean, because it's just like all
it's an open
paved.
Lot. This was Dave just approached me in the office there and everything.
Is he parking on the roadway or is, mm-hmm. okay? If he's on the roadway, then we're good.
Yeah.
Sign
I'd have
the
to
right
go look
away.
At it. Yeah. I don't mind going down and taking a real good look and.
Can you meet with Mike down there?
Yeah,
I'll meet you sometime.
Sure.
Okay.
Second thing, I kind of touched up with Steve about a guy that I was looking at that we had. We're pretty much just about done with his background. He had only has his physical, which I'm sure he's going to pass. And yesterday, Chief Gilbert came in, had a visit with me. We were just talking over there in the trailer. And he was telling me that our officer Tim Myers had applied, which I already knew. And I knew he was just about done with his background over there. And I even kind of touched on it a little bit with him yesterday about he might not be able to give us a 2-week notice. So what he did was he came in and asked that we please don't hold it against the officer. Because he's probably going to hear about it Friday, which is tomorrow, and they literally will start Monday. And he wants to make sure that the responsibility falls back on him or the Sheriff's Department, and that he doesn't get any, there's no repercussions on not giving a 2-week notice. I told him it probably wouldn't be an issue with it with you guys because it's not his fault, but I wanted you guys to know what I'm dealing with and why I'm standing here saying that. I was going to ask to hire this guy at the next meeting, have him here. I was going to see if maybe if he passes his physical that we can go ahead and process him.
Have you and the chief talked about the new hiring process?
I haven't heard anything about the hiring process.
Okay, they have before you can hire them, they must meet with the board.
No, I understand that. That's the reason why I'm talking to you right now.
Okay.
I heard that it was just an introduction type of thing.
No, they will meet with us, and we need to see what you've got on them.
Okay, then we'll just cancel that one.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Yes.
Stats.
I don't have, I didn't know I had to bring in stats. I told them at the last meeting for March.
Okay. How about, you know, we hear all these stats coming out. Can we start getting the stats on citations that we're writing from these, like traffic stops and different things that, you know, yeah, we have these calls, but what's the end results? Does that make sense?
There's quite a bit of, quite a bit of interaction. Talking about 1,100. I mean, I could have the guys write up something for you guys and give them to you.
I mean, I think it's a...
They don't have it in our system. I could put it that way. I can't just look up, you know, in Matrix and see...
Well, you know how, you know what the, you know what the guys are doing on a daily basis or a weekly basis, citation wise. You know, X amount of citations this month, something like that.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman,
mm-hmm.
I've had a couple different emails in regards to bus parking on Ray Avenue.
Oh yeah,
I went over there. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's okay. No worries.
No.
So, in one of the emails that I read, I was kind of like, I felt for the person that sent it because the first thing school says, well, how do you know that it was our bus? Yeah. Well, obviously there's
excuse
a picture.
Me.
Yeah. It was yellow. No, I mean, of course that's what they're thinking. Just because it's yellow doesn't mean it's our bus. Are we able to facilitate, because I can understand the frustration of people that care for that area. And then you got to deal with the ruts when they leave, and it makes cutting very impossible. And then they tamp down all of the ruts just to have someone come back after it rains. And they're trying to pull off in stages. I get what they're trying to do. They sit there, they're early. If we stage early, we'll be the first one in when it's time. So if we can kind of get an idea of time frame, and you probably got the same emails, did you not?
Yeah, I drove over past there. I didn't see the bus.
Well, I sat there.
Go ahead.
I sat there for, I don't know, 45, 50 minutes in your driveway this past Tuesday, watching the buses go in, watching them come out.
I didn't see it stop. I don't think it
didn't stop that day. So when I left, I turned left out of your driveway and drove down, and I saw a bus parked in the school parking lot. Then, and I know in your email you'd said you'd spoke to the school and that was their concern, was it their bus? So has it been back?
It's been back once
since Tuesday. So it did yesterday again, or Wednesday would be yesterday, right?
Yes.
So anyway, I saw the ruts. I tried to come over. I was going to, like, I don't want to, I know we're shorthanded on police and stuff and we can't have you sit there for an entire hour and everything. And I had observed the in and out of school, parents dropping their children off and stuff. So I did, I'm assuming you saw me in the drive.
No, I didn't.
And so it's okay. But I did try to do something about it too. So I did.
I've seen your response.
I tried
in the
to
email.
Scroll in, you can't read the bus number.
But that area too, just like the parking on Harrisburg Pike or the semi, that area too, we I'm not sure if it was communicated down to you and to your officers. It was told to write them. No more warnings, write them. And that includes school buses.
But
it's
on the opposite side.
Huh?
It's on the opposite side of the signs, and it's in the not in that time frame.
Maybe we need to put signs on both sides of the road there.
But it's damaged private property.
Yeah,
you
they're
know?
Damaging
you
private property.
It's probably the easement. I went up there. It's like on the other side, they got wood down through there and blockage that's going down through there. So they're actually where I'm assuming, because I didn't see the bus, I'm assuming these are the ruts, were right along the road.
If you saw the email, the ruts are still there.
When I was there, they were.
And if you were a bus driver and you pulled in there you saw that one day and you left and you came back the next day, believe me, you should not pull back in there.
I agree.
your piece of equipment's too big to be, and you're tearing up somebody's property.
But that is a good. I think you guys should probably go to no parking sites over there, and we'll just go write them a ticket as soon as we see them.
Got a question back here.
No, go ahead.
Very familiar with Southwest from City School District Transportation. I'll text, I just texted Tim Cox just now about that. I'll reach out to Columbus. I'm familiar with their transportation department.
Thank you.
So I'll reach out to their deputy director. I think they have a cell phone number. I'm going to call him and ask them to start monitoring the buses. All buses have cameras. I'll ask them to pull a camera if they need to figure out who.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
I'll get my route.
Yeah, we can get you the footage, too.
That's
why we have a great partnership with the Franklin County Sheriff's Department.
We can
thank
get you the time. We pretty much know what time they were sitting there. Is that correct?
I'll get the route number.
Question.
Yeah, you're fine.
Dave.
Yeah.
I heard you say there was another meeting at Havenwood. Can you give us a board an update on the meeting?
Yeah, basically the last meeting that we had over there, it was kind of like what you guys were talking about with the burnout buildings out there. They had what's the lady's name that I told you her name was out there, Steve, that you deal with, the prosecutor with?
Oh, Adria.
Code enforcement.
Adria.
A couple other, there's a city prosecutor for code enforcement and stuff. They're wanting the area cleaned up because it's drawing crime. That was what we talked about this last meeting out at Havenwood.
Was Columbus Police Department represented?
Yeah, there's Columbus, there's us, and then the Franklin County Sheriff's Department and their SIU is there. And that meeting, particularly over there this day, was talking about how the property, the distressed properties in the area will draw crime actually they were talking about just Havenwood, but I mean, that would have been the whole area right there. So.
Right.
That's what they were talking about that last meeting. That was the primary thing they talked about the last meeting.
Yeah, and are these ongoing monthly?
I get emails when they're going to do it. It'd be a month, sometimes just 2 months.
Okay.
So
I would just like us to be kept abreast.
Yeah, can you let us know when those meetings
are? You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Keep us informed.
Oh, you know, I'd love to have you guys there. One of you guys come.
We can take turns heading out there. And
yeah.
Let me know when the next one is. Give me enough notice. I'll try to make it.
Sure will.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Anything else?
Nope.
All right.
Thank you. I will have a reminder I do have a reminder for all the department heads, but we're down one. But as discussed in the last meeting, resolutions, for now on, you guys will be reading your own resolutions. And if you're not here, they don't get read. Just
okay.
So your departments know.
Yeah, I do.
Mr. Mazur had asked us to do that, and I think it's a good idea. You guys can answer the questions for the board. So,
yeah, I do want to say, I mean, she's right. This guy was out here. We were tramping around in the rain.
Yep.
Over that, those cars back there behind your place over there. I mean, and I think we removed every car out there. I think
that's what I heard.
Yep. And he was out there helping us out. Come out of there muddy as hell that day.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
All right.
May I make a comment, please?
Yes.
I was going to mention that, yeah, when I said boots on the ground, he's been out, Chief has been out. It's been, yeah, I know you guys are working, and I appreciate it.
Okay. So. Chief Arnold.
I was going to update you on the Georgesville Road properties. But
sounds like we got it.
They took care of that for me.
Okay.
And then we just had some great training in the Sears building at Weston Mall.
Sweet.
They're about to tear it down, so this week we've spent all morning out there the last 3 days doing some pretty cool training.
I've seen you guys over on Hague Avenue in that house.
Yep.
Doing training over there.
Yep.
I got a question.
You have a question for me?
Yeah. Can you give us an update on the SAFER grant?
It has been submitted for an extension for 3 more years for the current grant. So we won't know probably in the past 5 years. It's been August or later before you get an answer.
August.
Well, we did submit for an extension for 3 more years.
That is critical.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Stevens is not here. He does have a resolution on here. I was informed that it is a time-sensitive resolution, and it's up to the board if they want, how they feel about it. If they want to pass it without him being here and reading it, it is a new process, so maybe we do shed him some lenience beyond that. So
Am I right, and Steve, does this have to be done? I believe I've read that this has to be done, or heard that this has to be done by May the 2nd.
It was a tight timeline, yeah.
And that's why I talked about James about, I feel like we either do it today or we're going to have to come, our next meeting's May the 3rd, I think it is. So we're either going to do it today or we're going to have to come together and do it in a special meeting.
Let's go ahead and pass this resolution, because it will save the township tax dollars and...
No, let's read this resolution.
Yeah, let's read this resolution. And it'll save us tax dollars.
All set for it?
Yep.
It's resolution 2024-052. It's a resolution authorizing a contract to participate in the ODOT 2024-2025 Winter Road Salt Program. Be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves and authorizes the township's road department to enter into a contract with the Ohio Department of Transportation to participate in the winter 2024-2025 winter salt program to purchase 150 tons of road salt. And I actually have two documents for you to sign. There's an actual resolution, and then there's the actual agreement with ODOT.
So moved as the resolution's written. I would ask if there's any discussion. Hearing none, I would ask for a second.
I will second.
Ma'am, will you give us a roll call?
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Thank you.
So I want to discuss this because it falls under Jim's preview.
Okay, hang on just 1 second, if you would. You know, it's not, you know, this man's got way too much on his plate now. And that's why we're asking the department heads. And you guys got the information. You should be doing your resolutions and getting them ready. And that's why we're going to that direction. I don't know if you've been informed on it or not, but... just wanted to touch base with you. Go ahead, Mr. Blevins.
Okay, so Steve, can you reach out in front of you and grab those two pictures that I just passed down? So you know that I've been speaking about stop signs at Randsburg and Jackson for a long time.
Yes, sir.
And the board has discussed about getting something much more substantial. So Jackson is down again, no stop sign. Randsburg is taken down 2 weeks ago and got put back up, and now it faces south now. So I went out, and this is a stop sign at Hart and Brown Road. Now, we do not need the top part, but do you see the substantial amount at the bottom? That's concrete.
Mm-hmm.
We need something more substantial, something like this. And I understand Jim's going to say it's DOT or something like that, but I took my time to go around and get these pictures.
Where is this again, Mike?
Brown and Hart Road.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to do something, because I know what the next thing's going to be, that these are very expensive. Stop and think how many times we're sending people every 2 weeks to replace the stop signs at Randsburg and Jackson.
I agree.
And if we put something substantial up there and somebody hits it, they're probably not going to pull away. They're going to have damage to their car.
Mm-hmm.
Then we can have their insurance company pay to replace the next sign that needs to be replaced. We got to stop just playing games, and that's what this is.
I don't understand, and I've known for years that you've done this, that you brought this to. How does a person run into a stop sign? And you're coming up to where you got to stop. It doesn't say hit me, it says stop.
So, Steve, the reason I made another copy was that you could give one to Mr. Stevens for me. If we could
get this done and
get some kind of feedback, whether, and you're busy, and I don't like putting stuff on your plate. So if you want to ask Mr. Stevens to contact me directly, I'm happy to do that. But this was the place to bring it up today, because I need these other two gentlemen to be involved.
Absolutely.
To get anything done. And I'm just trying to do things right. So.
I concur with you. I know we've talked about this. I even one time said, what if we paint stop? As well as put the sign up. Paint it on the road. You can't hit the road.
Or put the ballers around it. The steel pipes filled with concrete or something.
But I agree that
it's just
something very substantial, that if you run into it, then
it's very aggravating when I leave my street every time. I've either got a truck blocking the way, I don't have a stop. You understand what
yep,
I'm trying to
absolutely.
Say?
Absolutely.
And when I campaigned, I told people I was going to take care of that, and by God, I'm going to take care of it.
Nice.
So.
Right. Okay, moving on. Bob, you have anything else for us?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Oh, we already went to road department. Sorry, I lost my spot right, here. Fiscal department.
Thank you.
You have some bills and payroll for us to.
I do. Just a couple of motions. All right, we'll do the motions to approve accounts payable. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves a motion to approve accounts payable from April the 5th through April the 15th in the amount of $68,667.33. From check number 70190 to 70242, and electronic vouchers 596-2024 to 680-2024, and there's exhibits to support the expenditures.
I apologize, ma'am. I'm looking at my motion to approve payroll as written.
I'm doing accounts payable, sir.
Accounts payable. Okay, because this must be...
Well, I didn't know that they were in one particular order. I could have started with...
No worries. I just, the numbers...
I was looking at the same thing and...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. That's not Mr. Mazur's.
So what number are we looking? It's just, there's no resolution.
It's just
number.
A motion that you should have two things that look kind of like this. One's going to say
sure.
Accounts payable at the top, and the other one should say
I don't believe we
payable.
Have
I don't, we do not have
we
that.
We don't have
I
that.
Don't see it.
Okay, so do you? Would you like to look
could
at
could you pass that down?
I can just let you guys take a look
moment?
At it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then I'll wait to do the next one.
Okay.
My apologies.
No worries.
Oh, you're fine. It's...
I just the numbers wasn't matching up, and I'm
that's
just,
payroll. We're doing accounts payable.
I'm used to having the paperwork in front of me, but we went to this new thing.
I didn't scan them, and sir, I don't know why. But maybe it got stuck in the scanner. I'm guessing because it just goes through a scanner, so I'm guessing it may have got stuck.
Yeah, and, I agree.
So. So what I try to do is provide the check number list along
yes.
as, along with the total of how we came up with the 66,000.
Okay, I'm fine.
I'm gonna take a quick look, John.
Yep.
I thought I'd seen it.
I didn't see anything that jumped out.
If you have any questions?
Yeah, I was looking at the same numbers.
No,
like,
I apologize.
I
mean, I'm
this,
thinking because they're. I'm guessing it got stuck in the scanner.
Yeah, the Nicole being sick yesterday. It was tough for her to try and catch up.
Yeah, so I'm thinking if it was in the pile, maybe it got kind of hooked behind something.
It happens.
So,
everyone's okay with it. I'll make a motion that we accept the motion as it's written.
I would second.
Ma'am, you want to give us a roll call?
Mm-hmm. Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Thank you. All right, moving on. So you do have the motion to approve payroll as written. I believe you guys all have that one.
Yes,
yes,
ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board makes a motion to approve payroll for the period beginning March the 24th, 2024 through April the 6th, 2024, paid on April the 12th of 2024 in the amount of $193,361.83. And we do all those ACH, so it's an ACH deposit of electronic vouchers from 616 through 682-2024. And again, you should have documentation, and on the last page of your, if it came through, you should have a document that looks like this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And at the bottom of that document, even though it's a little small, you can blow up the number, and you can get that last number of the $193,000 will show on that document. Even if it's kind of tiny, you can blow it up just a little bit to see
yep.
it visually.
I have it right here.
And then the last one is the electronic voucher showing each employee what their voucher number was when they got paid.
Okay.
Okay.
I would so move as the motion is written ask if there's any discussion. Hearing none, I would ask for a second.
I will second that.
Can you give us a roll call?
Yes, sir. Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That is all that I have, unless you guys have something for fiscal.
I do not have anything. John, do you have anything?
I do not.
Mike?
I don't.
No.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Mr. Mazur, the floor is yours, sir. Looks like you have a few things. Yeah. Per normal.
Yeah. Thanks, Chairman. The first thing I want to bring up is you'll see Resolution 2024-057. There are actually going to be three resolutions that dealt with nuisance properties, but we are in the process of trying to contact the lien holders and homeowners and property owners. And part of that process is we need to post a notice in the Daily Reporter at least once. So I want to wait to make sure we have all three properties done at one time and then present those back to the board. Again, when all three are ready to be reviewed by the board members.
We don't have 5-7.
You probably don't because on the, that's what I was saying, it's on the agenda, but we're not ready to present those to the board because, again, I want all three to come to you. The first resolution I have is 2024-056. It's a resolution to authorize the obligations approved by the Township Administrator between April 5th, 2024 and April 15th, 2024. Whereas the Board of Trustees in Resolution 2021-130 authorizing the Township Administrator to approve and incur obligations of $10,000 or less on behalf of the Township, in accordance with Section 507.11 of the Ohio Revised Code, and whereas pursuant to the provisions of Section 507.11A of the Ohio Revised Code, the obligations approved and incurred by the Township Administrator must be subsequently approved by the adoption of a formal resolution of the Board of Trustees. And again, it's from the period of April 5th, 2024 through April 15, 2024, in the amount of $33,500.
So moved as the resolution is written. I'd ask if there's any discussion. Hearing none, I would ask for a second.
I will second.
Ma'am, will you give us a roll call?
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Thank you.
The next resolution, trustees, I have is 2024-054. It's a resolution approving 80 hours of injury leave for Troy Hale. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves 80 hours of injury leave for employee Troy Hale for the period of April 7th, 2024 through April 20th, 2024 for Article 24 of the Employees Collective Bargaining Agreement. And just to update you, he's been medically cleared to return to full active duty May 2nd, 2024.
That's great news. All the paperwork in for BWC, the C-84s, everything?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right.
It's all up to date.
With that being said, I would so moved on the way the resolution is written. I would ask for a discussion. Hearing no discussion, I would ask for a second.
I will second.
Ma'am, will you please give us a roll call?
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Thank you.
Resolution 2024-055, it's approving 48 hours of injury leave for firefighter Eric Pierce. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves 48 hours of injury leave for employee Eric Pierce for the period of April 7, 2024 through April 20th, 2024 per Article 31 of the Employees Collective Bargaining Agreement. And I have an exhibit attached verifying those dates for the trustees.
Is this a BWC claim?
Yes.
And all the paperwork is in on that?
Yes.
I would move that we accept the resolution as written. And I ask if there's any discussion. Hearing no discussion, I'd ask for a second.
I'll second.
Ma'am, will you give us a roll call?
Mm-hmm. Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Thank you.
I have resolution 2024-051. It's a resolution approving the purchase of computers for Franklin Township. Be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves and authorizes the purchase of 3 new computers in an amount not to exceed $4,500. Be it further resolved that 1 computer will be paid out of the general fund for its use in the fiscal department, and 2 additional computers will be paid out of the police levy fund for the use in the police department. All 3 computers are to replace existing computers that have been deemed obsolete by the IT's, the township's IT consultant.
So moved as the resolution's written, and I'd ask if there's any questions.
Is this, have we determined where we're going to purchase the,
Yes, sir, you'll see a quote there from CDWG.
Okay.
Nicole did quite a bit of research looking at different vendors, and for what the IT consultant recommended, these are the same or comparable computers at a little better price.
Okay. I see the i7s, which is good.
And then, so I heard you say it, but the IT company deemed that we had to replace the second one in the police department, evidently.
Yes. We have, actually, we have 10 computers that are, that the IT consultant considers obsolete. But these 3 that we're addressing today are absolutely critical. With Robin having all the UAN and payroll, she needs the memory. Lieutenant Ratliff, with all his new redaction software, needs the memory. And then Chief Smith's laptop was actually purchased in 17. So he is ready for a new laptop. The others, I can come back to the board at a later date and we can replace those. Other 7, we can do it all at once. We can wean them in, so to speak.
So I guess this might be to David or both of you. So this will get us to where we can start doing the software redaction now?
Our whole network has been down for over a week over there because some critter got up underneath our modular and chewed a line in half. So this entire week I haven't been able to do anything with our redaction software, so I got to reach out to them to get it. I have to be online to be able to get that going. So it'll.
But you also needed a new computer.
Yeah.
Right. So I mean, this we're doing our thing. We're getting there to
we're
where
getting
you can start.
That you need to
because
do
we've
it.
Heard that you're way behind. Okay. I wanted to make sure we're moving in the right direction. That's all.
Here we are.
And that's what we're doing.
Okay. Any other discussion? Hearing none, I'd ask for a second.
I'll second.
Ma'am, will you give us a roll call?
Yes. Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Then the last resolution I have for the board is resolution 2024-053. It's a resolution approving the acceptance of salary reimbursement from the Ohio Bureau of Workers' Compensation. Be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves and authorizes the acceptance of a check in the amount of $10,584.29 from the Ohio Bureau of Workers' Compensation regarding salary reimbursement to the township for wages paid to an injured employee. Be it further resolved, the reimbursement amount is calculated at 72% of the injured employee's regular biweekly salary or wage. And I'll be happy to answer any questions you have. This is a new policy that we just initiated January
1. Yep.
So any questions, I'll be happy to answer.
No, I'm just excited. I'll say I'm so moved. As the resolution is written, I'm so happy to see the money coming back because for so many years it was the taxpayers' dollars going out to pay them. along with us paying BWC, now we're getting reimbursed from BWC because we're doing it the correct way. So, that being said, is there any discussions, any questions for Mr. Mazur? Hearing none, I'd ask for a second.
I'll second.
Ma'am, will you give us a roll call?
Mm-hmm. Jim?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Sorry. John?
Yes. I just heard a J in there.
It's okay. Yeah. Mike.
Yes.
Thank you. It's okay.
Good thing there was a Jason in the end.
We'd have been all in
trouble. Oh, my goodness, yes.
Oh, glad my name's Mike.
All right, gentlemen, the last thing I have for you is a follow-up to a discussion we had with the union, the police union, in an executive session, and it had to deal with their incremental vacation time and the amount of vacation hours they can carry from year to year. I've been in conversation with the union attorney. She is waiting for a response from us now. She feels comfortable that what we talked about in the last meeting, that we give them 1 hour incremental vacation time, and that we allow them until December 31st of 2024 to get their vacation in line with the 40 hours as agreed upon in their collective bargaining agreement.
Okay.
So what I need from
this? Mm-hmm.
I just need to make sure you three are in agreement with that. I'll get back with the attorney, and then we can move on to our next issues with the union.
I want you to refresh my memory. I got everything except for we did agree to go from the, I wanted the 2 hours,
mm-hmm.
and we agreed to go to 1 hour. I just want to make sure you, if that's what you got.
I would.
Limits of 1 hour time.
Yes, I just want to make sure.
We usually
a lot of discussion. My memory's, that's the reason I'm asking the question. So I'm good with it.
Okay.
I just wanted to make sure that that's where we were at.
Yeah, we moved it to 1 hour just
appease.
Yeah.
Instead of 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you use 15 minutes, you're using an hour.
Yes. Understood.
So, we're good with that. Do we need a motion to accept that?
Yes, sir.
I'd make a motion that we accept the MOU as written for the leave time. What's that called? What's that MOU called? Leave time balances and...
You're just changing from what we originally agreed upon from 2 hours to 1 hour.
Yeah.
And then what was agreed upon with the union attorney that we're going to give them December 31, 2024 to get their vacation down to 40 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I can get you those specific articles in the...
No, that's fine.
I wasn't. I don't want you to change anything.
So moved. I will make a motion that we accept the MOU as written, as read by Mr. Mazur at this time.
Absolutely. Provided by their attorney.
Yeah, provided by the union and their attorney. And I'll ask for a second.
Any discussion?
I'll ask for a second.
I'll second.
Any discussion?
No.
Roll call.
Okay. Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Thank you.
Anything else for us?
That's all I have for you, gentlemen. Thank you.
No, thank you. Appreciate everything you do for the township. And you sit in a very hot seat, so... Mr. Fleshman, you have anything for us?
I had the two things. One, we've already talked about the plus parking on Ray Avenue. That's been taken care of. The only thing, Mr. Mazur, and to the board, I may have to try to send it from my personal email address because I got it. This is pertaining to House Bill 315. I spent a lot of time this morning watching it and et cetera. I don't know. It's like, to me, watching someone selling snake oil. There's too many questions you can't ask because you're watching what someone is giving and presenting. But I would like to see if this is something, in your opinion, that would be good. It's through the General Assembly at this time. Is that not correct, sir?
Yes, it is. No, it's not in the General Assembly. It's in committee with the General Assembly. And there, I believe it was when you were out sick. Mm-hmm. We had a sheet given to us from OTA that I'll see if I can get it. Get it to you.
Because
but yeah, I would like to. Yeah. Go ahead.
There's certain things in there that I think are good for the township, but there are things that, as a resident, I want to protect the residents for. You know, if I'm sitting out there versus sitting here, if I'm not sitting here, would someone be able to levy taxes without being, and these were things that were concerned, and the answer came back. They asked the question two times in a row, mm-hmm. and then the lady came, the State House representative came back and said, so if somebody was building something and they wanted to be able to get a 2% in order to do it, it eventually would be coming from the taxpayers' dollars to build that particular whatever it is. And the answer came back yes.
2% of
whatever we would raise the tax abatement.
I don't think the township would have the authority to tax up.
But under this new bill. That's where I'm against it, because we, in my opinion, as a board, should never have the ability to tax the people without it going to a vote.
There's a lot going on in this.
I'd have to look at that. I can't recall seeing the authority.
I'll send over the video when you have a chance.
And it's on OTA's website.
Yeah, but I mean, I'll shrink it down to where all he has to do is click. You don't have to watch everything, because that took forever to get to that point.
But there is a thing put out from OTA, talking points that. I'll make sure you get a copy of it.
Yeah, I'm just concerned about that. And, of course, we may not be able to stop it because of, you know, it's out of our hands. It's to the next level above us. But that was concerning to me as a resident and as a trustee, that in the near future, my kids or their kids would have to pick up the cost of something that the public wouldn't have a say in it.
Oh, you mean abatements?
Yeah.
Abatements, yeah. Okay.
So that's something that is disturbing to me when I read that, because you can get good trustees, you can get good senators, you can get good presidents, say what you want, but I think it always should be a collective. When the people speak and they cast their ballot, and this is how they want it to go, I'm fine with that. Then I do what they ask. So I'll leave it at that, sir.
I am meeting with Michelle Reynolds on this very item.
Okay.
I can discuss this in an executive session with you. But
okay.
That's the only thing I have. I would like to see Mr. Ratliff afterwards. I need to discuss something with him. Mr. Blevins, do you have anything?
Steve, I just wanted to ask you, when do we have to determine the rest of the ARP funds for that to be turned in? Like, there was, you explained to me about you have to designate where the, mm-hmm. So what is the drop dead date on that?
December 31st, 2024.
Oh, so we don't have to decide till then.
We just did, we kind of did our catch up, and thank God for Nicole. She had to navigate a lot of things and get a lot of things fixed for us to enter our latest ARPA funds, what we've expended. So now we have until December 31, 2024 to appropriate, designate how we're going to use the remaining
okay.
funds.
I thought it was sooner than that.
But you're right. We had to get the one report done by April 30th.
Okay.
So we've got that in and completed.
All right. Anything else, Mike?
That's it, sir.
All right. Meeting's adjourned.
Thanks, Gabe.